I'm Kate. I was here last year. Welcome. I'm doing the charity bit. Okay. So I've titled this talk, One Day It Will Be Me. Because God willing, I'll get to a ripe old grandma age where I'm full of wisdom, grey hair, I'm getting there, and wrinkles that testify to my many adventures with the Lord. Okay, nothing to be ashamed of. I'm go for it. Grow old gracefully, as they say. I know some of you are probably thinking you're already there, and some are thinking I've got quite a way to go yet. But old age is a privilege we should embrace. I've recently learned that old age can happen overnight. For some, it's a gradual process. For some, it's very sudden. For others, it's what happened after a tragedy, or the loss of a loved one, or even just waking up one morning and realizing that life has caught up with them and they are suddenly old. The elderly, that's what this talk is all about. Inspiring, urging, prompting you to take note and look at the elderly around us, specifically those in our local homes here in Tawyn. Leviticus 19:32 says, "Rise up in the presence of the aged, show respect to the elderly, and revere your God." Now, I love this reference. Did you know that just by respecting those who are a bit older than ourselves, we're honouring and showing reverence to God? It's one of his many commandments. And the first commandment with a promise is, of course, to honour your mother and your father, that it may go well with you. Found in Exodus. That's a promise worth taking. Honouring our parents, whether biological, or spiritual, a parental figure or a guardian, if we respect and honour those who are older and wiser, God will honour us. This is a command that benefits us. In fact, this command applies to every person who is alive today, because we all were and we all are children of parents. And even if our parents have passed on, I'm sure every one of you knows someone who's older, who's more vulnerable, who needs love and respect and care. I decided to have a play on Google, get some figures. The population in 2016 was at its largest ever, 65.6 million, and projected to reach 74 million by 2039. Excuse me. While it is growing, improvements in healthcare and lifestyles mean that the population is getting older. In 2016 in the UK, 18% of people were aged 65 and over. 2.4% were 85 and over. As a result of the ageing population, the old age dependency ratio, OADR, is increasing. The OADR is the number of people over 65 years old for every 1,000 people aged between 16 and 64 years old. In mid-2016, the UK's OADR was 285, and it's going up. So old age is on the increase. However, not all elderly people receive the health care and the provision that they need. For some, they are fit and they're well enough to live in their own homes. Perhaps they have domiciliary care, or perhaps elderly parents move in with their children to live out their remaining years. Unfortunately, there are many who do not have this comfort, or situations are such that it just isn't possible for the elderly to be cared for in this way. We can help. It's us who are still able. We can help find homes. We can help find places of safety for our elderly, to be provided for, to be loved, to be cared for, protected, to help them sustain a fulfilled life, one of comfort and joy. One of Mother Teresa's favourite quotes, which she often used when addressing people, was, "Whatever you did for the least of my brothers or sisters, you did for me." But why should we care for our elderly? That verse we just read is enough reason. If we love Jesus, then we should want to help those who are less fortunate, the poor, the weak, the orphaned, the elderly. But also, they brought us into the world. It's not a bad reason. They gave us life. Proverbs 23:22 says, "They gave us life, and we should listen and not despise our parents." They cared for us, provided for us, educated, nurtured, protected, guided, encouraged us. They are full of valuable wisdom that we can learn from. And in the little box it says, the best classroom in the world is at the feet of an elderly person. Now, I don't know if any of you have had experiences where perhaps you sat at the feet of your grandparents and they told you old war stories, or in my day when I was a child. But we need to embrace those and hold on to those, because they will take us through life. They have fantastic stories. They're living history books. Job says, "Is not wisdom found among the aged? Does not life bring understanding?" They often have time to spare and enjoy talking and sharing. Wrinkles mean you laughed, grey hair means you cared, and scars mean you lived. And they are still growing in their faith. They've been through trials, temptations, they've been tested, and no doubt refined, and they can encourage you and me on our walk too. Because for so many of the older generation, as the saying goes, they've been there and they've done it. Within a few miles of this church, we have 6 care homes for the elderly, each one offering slightly different care. They're residential care homes, some offering simple care in the way of a protective environment and a haven for the clients to live out their remaining years. Others offer more personal care, aiding in everyday things that we take for granted. And some offer more complex care, where unfortunately for many elderly people, old age comes with diseases such as dementia, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's, arthritis, and other medical ailments that limit their lifestyles. The elderly, however, are incredible people whom we should cherish. As a church, we share fellowship with many elderly people in these homes. One lady that comes to mind has had an amazing impact, both abroad as a missionary and in this church through the youth. But really, her whole life has had an impact on many. And even now, she's weak, she's frail, she's in a wheelchair. She is still so strong and determined. I'm sure some of you will know who I mean. Okay, I've missed that one out. They will help us in our Christian walk. "I will be with you. I will be your God. Go throughout your lifetime until your hair is white with age. I made you. I will care for you. I will carry you along and save you." And the words from Paul in Corinthians makes me think of this dear old lady. Even when we are weak, if we trust in Jesus, he makes us strong. This lady's faith and witness, her continued devotion to prayer, is one to be honoured and admired. She is an example to us all. She is a beacon of light in Tawyn and a true follower of Jesus. As the beloved team began to talk and to pray and discuss this year's conference, one of the main topics was the pathway of giving. You may have seen it in the foyer, pretty little display of flowers and pathway. This year, we really, really wanted to bring that focus home and make an impact locally within the elderly homes. Bring a blessing to those who, throughout their life, have no doubt blessed others. Here in Tarin, there are 6 homes. So we have Abbey Field, Khalid Kadvan, I apologize if I don't pronounce them correctly, Martha Kadvan, De Bay, the Alexandra, and Hillsborough. For each home, we have asked if we could help in a way that perhaps they would not otherwise have a budget for, or if we could just simply present them with a financial gift to say thank you, well done, keep going, you're doing a great job. We would love to present each home with a small gift from Beloved. So the pathway of giving is a way for you to donate as little or as much as you'd like to this cause. You can put coins along the pathway or put a private donation in an envelope and label it homes and pop it on the pathway. Can I also take this opportunity to remind you about CAPDO, Christians Against Poverty, and also Mercy Ministries. Both are incredible charities which you can support either through the pathway or privately online. Details are in your programme. Both Karen and Melissa will be telling us more about their work and their lives this afternoon, but feel free to grab them if you have a question. I hope that's fine throughout the day. And thank you for being willing to contribute to the pathway. Shall we just pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the thrill of life, for all the mercies that you give to each one of us day by day. But Lord, as we advance in years, our bodies begin to lose their strength, our fingers lose their dexterity, and our knees begin to tremble. And Lord, the times come all too fast when we are not able to care for ourselves as we would like to, but have to rely on help from other people to do the basic things of life, like eating and drinking, bathing, and generally caring for our homes and ourselves. Lord, we bring before you all the elderly and the infirm, not only those that we know, but all who are facing this stage of life. Draw those that have never placed their trust in you into a saving relationship with Jesus. And give those that are of the household of faith your peace that passes understanding in their heart, as they fulfill your purpose for their lives in whatever condition or situation they find themselves. Give grace to those that find it difficult to come to terms with other people caring for them, knowing that your grace is sufficient. And as they grow older, I pray that your love and your mercy will draw each one into a closer fellowship with yourself. We also thank you for all the care providers who dedicate their working lives to caring for others, whether freely or as a profession. Bless them, give them patience, love, and kindness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.